Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage. All my shirts are in the cleaner, so I'm just wearing this tee, Miami Vice, if you will. These sleeves are a little too small. Forget all that. It's not why you're here. You're here to watch a show. This show is where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. You can send me questions at DearKev@KevOnStage.com. As always, everyone remains anonymous for your protection and my legal sanctity. What else, Josh? Comes out every Friday on YouTube, Facebook, and podcast places. Okay, bye. Here comes the first question. I go to a multicultural church, and just recently one of the black brothers who's been going to our church for about a year is engaged to one of our Caucasian sisters and planning on getting married mid-next year. Everyone, including me, is excited for them, being that they both serve in the church. They're in their 30s and gave the testimony how they've been celibate for almost 10 years before finding each other. Amen. Celebrate good times. Come on. The problem is, just recently, my grandma came home from the islands to visit us after church and recognized him, even called him by another name. He turned around, looked at my grandma, and walked away. She was very vexed, so she was explaining to him how Brother Redacted ignored her. I told her his name is Brother Redacted and not Other Brother Redacted. He was putting the names in there, but I got to protect the identity. She was adamant that his name is Redacted. And even then, I told him that he lived in the same town she's back from in the islands. My grandma sees his wife and three children every week at the market since he left to come to the United States on a student visa. Now I see him every Sunday and he avoids me. Should I tell his wife, this poor sister in Christ, or just leave it alone and let her learn her lesson eventually? Listen. Leave that man alone. He's working something. Maybe his family back in the island sucks. Maybe they don't know how to make ackee and saltfish. Maybe his old wife's jerk chicken is trash. She's like, you know what, man? United States. I'm going to find me a new woman. I'm going to be celibate. Forget this family. Let him do that. People used to do this back in the day all the time, man. Don Draper changed his whole name. He had a whole 7 seasons of Mad Men. He got a new wife, faked his death in the war because there was no social media. Now your grandma should have been minding her business. Okay, you in the islands, man. Drink some rum and mind your business, grandma. If you saw that man with his old family, that's old news. The thing about Jesus is this. He forgives our sins and he forgets them. They washed away. Why are you reminding this man of his past? Okay, he's free. He's living in grace. You want him to think about that old family? Nah, them sins was washed away. Forget that family. They live in the islands. Be happy with that. Y'all got beaches, sand, sunshine, blue water. Enjoy that part. Don't worry about your dad. A lot of people don't know their dad. Get over it. It's fine. Look at me. I'm totally fine. I don't have any abandonment fears. I don't have any problems with that. It's not like I ever feel like, why weren't you around? No, I feel fine. Nothing ever happened to me. I don't wake up crying in the middle of the night. Like, I was waiting for you. I had a baseball glove on with a football in it. I didn't know nothing about sports. It's fine. That kid in the island's going to grow up to go to the NBA. Let me tell you what. Y'all, all these good fathers in the world, they're stopping the black pipeline to sports. If you're in your kid's life, he doesn't have anybody to be angry about so he can practice outside and be like, I'm going to make it and prove my dad wrong. My son's good at soccer, and guess what? He doesn't want to play anymore. He's like, forget it. I'm cool. My dad can pay for college. If I wasn't in his life, he'd be like, I got to get my mom out the hood. He'd be properly motivated to continue to play sports, but he's not because he knows I got his back. My presence in his life has ruined his athletic acumen, wasted talent. That kid in the islands might be the next best Major League Baseball player. And you're ruining that, bringing up his old family. Oh, she was a white woman? And he was black? Oh, tell on him. Oh, I totally forgot about that part. Oh, no. You're not going to leave that good black woman with the black children or a white woman in America? Absolutely not. Sir, what is wrong? Go back to your family and raise those kids, sir. No. I totally forgot about that part of the question. It was all early up in the paragraph. Uh-uh. Rat on him. Your grandma's doing the right thing. We got to keep the black family together, man. You understand me? It's the community. See, you got to understand. What happens is the community gets broken. The neighborhood gets broken. With the family, ain't nothing but the community, understands me? It's a collection of families. If you break the family, you break the community. Prison Pipeline do exist. Tell on that man. Send me his picture. I'll rat him out. Shoot. Dear Cav, I'm a single white man in my early 20s. Back when I was a kid, I prayed for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman, but at the age of 19, my eyes were open to just how beautiful black women are. Now I'm scared that my past prayers will be answered and that I'll be stuck with a white woman for wife. What do I do? Tell me, what should I do? Listen, man. Let me tell you a story. This is a beautiful woman, amazing athlete, probably our greatest athlete, Serena Williams. Black men gave her crap. Oh, she ain't beautiful. She looked like a man. This ain't right, man. Oh, man, she this, she that. I saw it online. I never joined in, and I defended her glory. And then guess what happened to Serena Williams? She went and married Alexis Ohanian, and he created Instagram or something, Airbnb. Hold on. I'm going to find it. What did Alexis Ohanian create? Reddit. You can talk. This ain't no professional thing. Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. I knew it was an app. Listen, man. I'm never going to prevent anybody from falling in love with a black woman. I love my wife. Her chocolate skin. Her cocoa butter. Her attitude. I like it all. She's a tough cookie. But I like her. Whoever you decide to love, give them everything. I just hope you're rich and powerful like Alexis Ohanian. Because, man, let me tell you what. We missed out on Serena Williams as the black man. We did. We messed up. We made fun of her. And then when she got married, we was like, oh, see, y'all interracial, interrelated. Listen, here's how I feel about it. Love who you love, man. As long as it's a black woman.
I want to take a little second away from these questions and answer your question. The question you're asking is, how do I get my penis hard for the holidays? The answer is Blue Chew. Ladies, you might say, how do I get his penis hard for the holidays? And for my vagina holiday, or I need a holiday from all the pounding, the answer still is Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, remember when you were always ready to go? You're 18, 19, 20, shacking up, taking down everything around. Pound Town, population of 2. Well, we're a little bit older now. Pound Town, it's vacant. It's tumbleweeds going down there. And we want to get Pound Town back full like we used to have it. In order to get ready to pound some vagine, you need Blue Chew. Oh, yeah. Blue Chew can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. Go to BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. It brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Little Kev becomes Big Kev with a little Blue Chew. I eat it, and then I beat it. Blue Chew takes care of me and takes care of you. That was to my wife. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at a pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. They're made in the United States of America, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper in a pharmacy, no awkwardness, and you don't have to leave the house. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use this promo code DEAR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code DEAR, to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you help make this podcast possible. So please be sure to use the promo code DEAR at BlueChew.com. And now back to the show.
Next question. I'm single, 31-year-old woman with 2 degrees. Unfortunately, I'm currently sitting on $70,000 in student loans, and I need some advice. Okay? Thankfully, I have a pretty good job for the most part that covers my bills, but I'm living paycheck to paycheck right now with these student loan payments, and I'm less than enthused about it. I should be traveling the world and upgrading my wardrobe, but I just can't responsibly afford it.
I've tried cutting back on extra expenses like weekly runs to Jack in the Box or my Hulu subscription, but if I'm being honest, there are some things I can't do without, such as my monthly massages and Righteous and Ratchet Patreon membership. So my question for you is pretty clear. What do I do to save money? I'm just out here trying to live my life like it's golden when I really just have silver change in my pocket and I'm struggling. Thanks in advance. Let me tell you what. I usually go 6 for 6 with the glasses. 8 for 8. I missed 2. It's right here. Man, stop paying your student loans immediately. It was a scam. Do you know the United States' biggest asset is student loan debt? Do you know that Sally Mae or Navient or Navient, whatever the devil call themselves now, they took their whole executive leadership team to a trip in the islands because they had made like $5 billion in revenue one particular year, $1 trillion in student loan debt. Forget that. Don't pay another dime. You already got your degree. They cannot repossess that. Enjoy your money. Maybe if Elizabeth Warren becomes president, you won't even have to pay that back. Get an early start on that. Forget credit. It's a sham. You'll always be able to find a place to live. You may have to pay more for things, but that's why you got the good job. It's too late. You got to play the game back on them. I got a college degree. Now I got paid. Now I ain't paying them back. Get at me. You can't even go to jail for that. The only thing you're risking is low credit. Plenty of Americans have that. It's not going to stop you from getting anything. You're just going to pay more for it. And that's fine because you make more money. The money you save now by not paying your student loans, you can use later because you're going to have trash credit. And then maybe we'll wipe the whole slate clean and you good. I got student loans still to this day. You think I'm happy about it? I'm not even working in my field. I got a degree in sociology. What? I haven't even never got close to using that. I don't even know what sociology is. I was just kind of close to graduating. They were like, pick this one and you could be done. I was like, bet. Now I pay my stuff because, you know, I like having good credit. But forget them loans. Tell them they'll never get another dime out of me, copper. Student loans suck, man. Dear Kev, I have an employee who is currently cheating on her husband. It doesn't really affect me except her side piece works in the same building, so she's always sneaking off to be with him. I don't want to call her out, but I need her to get her work done. She was a great employee before this. What do I do? Call her into your office. Call her husband. Put it on speaker. Say, hey, man, I got your wife in here. We're giving her a promotion because she's been working so well lately. You know how well she works? People from all around come to visit her, go to lunch with her, meet her in the break room. They're so happy to be around her. So happy. Oh, they love her and her work ethic. Sometimes they go out for drinks after work. And I'm protecting her because she's my favorite employee. That's why she's getting a promotion. So you don't have to worry about what she's doing at work. She's always working hard. And then you hang up on him and you look her in her eyes. That's Melissa walking all hard. She walked in like a power. Boom, boom, boom. That's my work wife and my home wife too. So back to what I was saying, and don't you edit this out, Greg. Call her husband on speakerphone. Let him hear and look at her in her eyes. And when you hang up on him, say, listen, it could go another way. Guarantee you, you're going to get the best work out of that woman you ever did see. You understand me? Dear Kev, what are your thoughts on the concept of a push present? Did you buy your wife a gift for when your kids were born? Is there something that you would recommend buying that isn't jewelry? Thank the Lord, the idea of a push present didn't hit my ears or eyes until after my children were already born. In my head, I said, man, what more present do you need than the gift of life? Huh?
You literally created a human being. I did all the hard work. I did all the bumping and grinding. I had to put the, you know, the cake in the oven. All you had to do was press bake. You understand me? I'm really the one that deserves the push present. I pushed so that you could push. Without my push, you couldn't push. Where's my gift? Said all that in my head, but you get that woman whatever she wants. Her vagina got destroyed. You ever seen a vagina after a baby? Woo! Looked like some out of Stranger Things. I said, man, what is that? A demigorgon up was in there? What happened up in there? That baby destroyed, left, baby came out feet first, kicked the door open. Man, wham! I'm out here. I like the idea of babies opening the stuff up and looking around and then sticking their head out, being like, I'm out here. It's just funny to me. But in all seriousness, you can't tell women how you really feel about push presents. It's just a capitalistic grab for money. No, you lie to her and you buy her whatever she wants. Because labor is trash, though. I was up in there when my wife was in labor, and I was like, dang, man, who did this to you? He's a terrible person. All right, I want to take a real quick break from the show and tell you about Honey. Imagine this. You make a list of the gifts you're going to buy for the holidays, and then someone randomly gives you the money to help buy one. Sound good? Well, that's what Honey is doing. They're helping pay for $1 million worth of gifts. You're probably wondering, is that the same Honey that automatically searches for promo codes online? Yes. Yes, it is. With Honey, you can also make a list of all the holiday gifts you want from certain stores, and Honey will email you when the price drops on anything on your list. Just add Honey to your computer, create a free account, and throw some holiday gifts on your drop list for a chance to win. Honey will randomly select winners and give them the money to help buy something on their list. I'm going to add me some workout clothes. I'm going to add me some weights. I'm going to add me some sweats because I know I'm finna get a little bit bigger for the holidays. I'm going to add me some electronics because I'm a big tech nerd, headphones, things like that. It's all going on my list. Listen, there's no purchase necessary. You need a PayPal account to redeem the prize. Only valid in the United States. Giveaway ends 12/21/2020. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/deer. That's joinhoney.com/deer. And now back to the show. Hi, Kev. I've been with my boyfriend for 8 months, but one thing that's been bothering me from time to time is the smell of his penis. Overall, he has good hygiene, but he is uncircumcised, and I don't think he's probably given as much care as he should, and that's why it smells. I really don't know how to bring it up to him, and sometimes before I give him oral, I wipe his penis off and make up an excuse so I don't vomit when I go down there. Any advice is needed. So you're an uncircumcised Philistine. It's not your fault. You didn't make that choice. Your parents decide, hey, man, I'm not finna cut off his helmet. He needs his full helmet, okay? But you gotta treat your little Philistine peen differently. You got that Goliath, okay? You different, okay? You got a hoodie on your helmet. When you wash your helmet, you gotta take the hoodie off, okay? You washing the helmet with the hoodie on, man. Come on, man. It's getting dirty up under the helmet. You gotta take the hoodie off, wash the helmet, okay? Then pull the hoodie back up. A turtle that comes out of his shell, he got to come out to get clean. He can't be in the shell clean, he understands me? You got to come out the shell, be clean, then you go back in the shell, okay? Don't feel fat. Don't feel bad about having an uncircumcised peen, okay? The one thing that sucks is you have to clean it more. It's just the way it is. Your parents probably should have told, wait, I'm not even talking to the woman. Show this to your boyfriend. It's not your fault, okay? Your parents should have taught you how to clean the helmet, all right? Take the hoodie off. No limits, no boundaries. I see clean peen all around me. Pull down, wash around. Enlarge your territory. You can't be having smegma. That's what it's called when you have an uncircumcised peen and you get that little, you know, little mix of, you know, hummus. You got that hummus in there. It's smegma. And it stinks, man. Smegma, man. It's like earwax and arm sweat. You got to get that smegma out of there, man. They didn't teach you this in health class? When I was young, they taught everybody. They're like, man, we don't know what y'all parents are teaching y'all. Whether you're uncircumcised or you're circumcised, this is how you clean your peen. They taught us, and somebody should have taught you, but you got some schmegma, Okay? And you got to clean that up. Don't nobody want hummus on their peen. Hummus goes on pita chips, on gyros, shawarma, but not on peens. Don't go on penises. Don't nobody want hummus. Well, you want, she got peen with a side of hummus. Extra garlic. You got that garlic peen, baby. Come on, man. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. It's the first thing you should do when you're in the shower. All right? Take the hoodie off. Wash it. Put the hoodie back on. And the one thing that God gave people who are uncircumcised, they got extra feeling. Okay, I didn't know this. We had a Love Hour episode. We had a sex therapist. She was saying that when you're uncircumcised, you get more feeling. Some of that feeling was in that helmet. Now you cut that helmet off because a lot of Americans do it, and now you got less feeling. You don't even know what it feels like. See what it tastes like. Okay? So, yeah, just tell your husband, watch this video, or your boyfriend. Don't marry him until he clean that peen up. You understand me? How old he is? If he's older than 6 years old, he should know how to clean that helmet. But actually, in her defense, I've actually got that question a lot. At first, I was like, man, nah. Then I got it like 3 or 4 times. I was like, man, y'all walking around with stinking peens? Just leaving it? It's under there festering? You got fungi? You got mushrooms going under your mushroom. Violet, you're getting violet, Violet. That's enough for today. I love y'all. We're here every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, other small podcast places that people listen to if they have Androids, and also on Facebook and YouTube. She ain't never cared. Once she up in here, she'd be talking loud and stuff, and she don't care. She'd be like, I'm here now. Walk all hard out through the side. Talk to my guests. Oh, yeah, great. I've been a big fan of yours. She don't watch the show. And don't y'all be going back and telling her either. Let's look at Dear Kev, minute 2120. And look what it said. Mind y'all business. Don't you say a word. You hear me? You hear me? I'm out.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.